This is Rob, Anybody, and Dawn. Email the show at radradio.com. Or another option would be getting a life.
We're with John and Danny from Circles with an S, the positivity social media app. You can get it in the App Store for free. And if you already have it, you need to update it because the are we calling it the messenger, the messages, the chat, the messaging feature is here.
Yeah, chat messaging.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's on the bottom of your screen. It says messages, and it just... John explained it so beautifully in the last segment. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to it. Only because we got 12 minutes left with these guys. I don't want to re-explain why this thing is. This isn't provincial, I don't think, to mention. You had mentioned in one of your messages to me, one of you had, that this thing is so intricate that it's the kind of thing that would have taken anyone else years to create and build. Your team did it in months.
Yeah, this is a full... like group chat, like group message app with a lot of characteristics that we haven't even explored or talked about today. I'll get into some of that in a little bit if we have time, but it's really cool that beyond just group chat, you can actually invite people who are not in Circles yet. They'll get an SMS message and they can still see the whole chat. They can respond in their group message on their SMS phone. Mm-hmm. If they decide to download Circles, they end up in the Circles group chat and the whole conversation is preserved for them. So you can actually have some internal user and external user. This was complicated technically, but we pulled it off. Props to our team. It's an amazing job.
Really
they did.
Neat.
By the way, that's also extraordinarily helpful if you're this is just a random example involved in lawsuits or anything legal, anything where you need to be able to go back and track something, or if you're a very vengeful human being who wants to go back and find something.
Oh, that's what I always think
that
about.
Somebody says, oh, I know you said that.
Everything's encrypted.
Melissa wrote in. Okay, Jessica, I knew this was going to happen. You know, there's always, you know, technical questions. She says, if it doesn't say update in the App Store, should I just fully reinstall Circles? In other words, when she goes to her Circles app right now and she hits that messages button, like Dawn alluded to earlier, it still says coming soon. Instead of when I hit mine, it goes to this chat that Danny and Gary and I have going. So when you go to the App Store, it's just there. It just said, and so what I was wondering when I said to you, John, I said, yeah, I mean, look, if you go to the App Store, like I did with you earlier, I said, it just says open, and then there's the Circles logo and it says open, but there's no update.
Yeah. No, if it says open, then you are in the current version. You might've had an update overnight because you have automatic updates on. If it says update, make sure you press that update button. Then you'll be in the latest version. But the open button basically changes to an update button changes to an open button.
But messages will not say coming soon if you're in the newest version.
Right.
Right. So that's how you know you've done
it. If it does, then right.
You're not in the newest
version. Tell me if I'm correct. Then just delete the app.
You don't necessarily have to delete it. You should be able to just hit that update button.
Okay. If they did hit the update button though, and it still said coming soon.
Yeah. Then
be nervous by that because I've done that a couple times. It remembers you.
Oh yeah.
It downloads all your stuff.
Yeah. You won't lose your profile.
It starts out asking you the same questions. You might get a little annoyed, but don't. The birthday, this or that. Once you input that number, bam, there's all your things. It recognizes you, welcomes you back.
To that point, one of the things we love about John and Danny, they're very transparent. They answer questions. They'll respond to questions. Sharon just wrote in and says, I just updated my app, and all of my badges and recommendations disappeared. I have to do it all over again? I mean, I will, but shoot.
I don't know how that could happen. If you have a new phone number, perhaps, you may have... use a different phone number to log in with.
But she says she just updated.
Just updating is very unlikely that we would lose anything. Maybe she's doing what Dawn said, like maybe you're only halfway through the onboarding process. Go ahead and finish the whole onboarding, enter your name and phone number, and it'll all come back. And we tested this to death. I can't think. But if there's any issues, go ahead and email us.
Look, and again, just to make you feel better, I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. Everything I know about this stuff is because I go to these board meetings with these guys. I was able to go to the App Store, update my current Circles app. Nothing disappeared. Everything's working. and I'm chatting with Gary and Danny. So it's there, and we will again. I'll pass this email on to Danny. He can walk you through it through email when he gets time later on today.
Well, one time, this was a while ago, I just didn't wait long enough, and I don't know if it's where I was, systems were running slower, and I just had to wait a little bit more, and bam, it came up. So maybe she just didn't wait long enough. I don't know.
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you might have a slow Wi-Fi connection. Yeah, give it a sec. Exactly.
Amanda wrote in and says, I am interested in investing in circles. I've never invested in anything before. Can you explain the process and how it all works? Do I need to have some sort of investment account set up or any type of specific special website to go through? I'm so oblivious to this type of thing, but I want to start investing to set up something for my son in the future. Any help or advice from you or the Circles guys is appreciated. Sometimes we do have to kind of back up and remember some people are hearing about this for the first time, and the first time they hear, wait, you're going to get rid of Yelp? Yeah, I want part of this. You know, we have to kind of back up. And, the easiest thing, you go to radradio.com, you hit the Circles logo, it'll take you to WeFunder. But to her other questions, does she need an investment account? Does she have the special website we send her through? She's oblivious. What should she expect?
You have to set up a WeFunder account, but it is really easy. In fact, I think all you have to do is type in how much you want to invest, and it'll walk you through the entire thing from there. Read up on everything. There's a ton of information there. All of our financials are there. We've got years of updates there. Like Rob said, we're really transparent. John posts updates like every couple months, so it's all there for you.
On the issue of updating, you're already on the app, et cetera, and now you want to get into this whole messaging thing. This is what happened to me this morning. Shannon says, I had open when I first searched Circles in the App Store, but when I touched on the Circles logo, which is on the left side, it opened up the info for the Circles app, and there it said update. That's how it happened for me.
Okay, interesting.
So look into that. That's the other thing to do. If when you go to the App Store and you've already got the Circles app and it says all you have there is open, and then on the left side is the actual Circles logo, hit that, and it went to a screen that for me said update, and that's how I got it. So that's another way to do it, and I'm sure we'll get this all worked out as it all works through. Allie says, is there a way to split my investment, i.e., child one and parent $2,500, and then invest for child two and parent $2,500. That way, would they each get their own pie? Is there a way to do that or not?
If you want to email me, info@circles.com, I can connect you with WeFunder's support team, and I think they could probably work that out for you.
Carolyn?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
The answer is yes, though.
But yes, there is a way to do it.
Yeah.
Carolyn says, I invested a small bit a few weeks ago, but I lost track of how I accessed that investment. Where do I see that I have shares?
WeFunder.com/circles. Actually, WeFunder.com/portfolio is where you'll see that.
We are in 2 hours going to be doing the Mixed Pick Sports Show that we do every day at 10 a.m. Steve Mickelson and I usually talking about sports for an hour. It's March Madness time. It's also the opening day of Major League Baseball and a lot going on in the NBA. Steve, because March Madness is so maddening, is off for the rest of the week. Don't worry. Danny will be joining me, as will Dawn's husband, Gary, again. Show will still be on. And then right after that, we are going to world premiere on Rad TV something called Circles Sesh. What is this, and why would anyone want to watch it?
Well, it's Circles Sesh is a broad range of topics. The first episode is you meet the founders and kind of talk about our history, our mission, why we're doing this, and give some background context and things like that. Then, of course, over the time, we'll be interviewing small business owners, some of our investors. Rob's going to come on one of our episodes. So it's just going to be content related to Circles and to our community.
The way I kind of took the first episode, the pilot episode, which is what we're premiering today at 11, is it's a bunch of people related to Circles in some way sitting around, yes, talking about Circles. There's going to be some helpful information, some historical information, some teases, some things about what might be coming. But then it also can segue into stories about life, fun things that have happened along the years of John and Todd starting the company and Danny's involvement. So it's kind of like the Rad Radio Show. It's infotainment. There's information. There's entertainment. It's all designed to be fun. Once it airs this morning at 11 a.m. on Rad TV, it'll live there forever. And there will be future episodes. Yeah. It'll kind of come and go when we can. It's not going to be like you're never going to get another one for 4 months. We'll always let you know when there's a new circle sesh. But the first one is this morning at 11 a.m. On Rad TV, right after the Mix Picks Sports Show. Have we forgotten anything in your visit today?
Well, do you think we should allow Rob onto our show?
Maybe you know the problem there. The challenge always is when you let a guy like me onto your show that I don't take over,
right?
Because it's just my inclination.
Right. So, but I know, I was saying Rob's going to end up interviewing our interviewer.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't do that right. You really should have gone this way, kind of thing. Start air checking him on it. So circles sesh. Rad TV this morning at 11 a.m. You can invest, but only for 22 more days in this round, and there may not be another round in circles, by going to radradio.com and clicking on the circles logo. Takes you right to WeFunder. And that woman who had the questions about do I need to set up an account and all that, I alluded to it earlier, but the big question we get a lot of times is they ask you for things like your social security number. It's all legit. John, you alluded to it before. WeFunder, more than a lot of these websites, it is so overseen by the government, because the government ultimately wants their cut, that it is one of the most safe ways you can get it.
Highly regulated.
Get involved in all of these things. So remember, it's info@circles, that's circles with an S.com, if you want to get right to them. They will respond as quickly as possible. And also, Jonna made a good point during the commercial break. Just like Instagram and other social media sites, just because you message someone doesn't necessarily mean they're going to A, read it, or respond.
Yes.
That is not our way of saying don't message us. Just keep in mind, when you have thousands or tens of thousands of followers, it can take time. It can also get overwhelming, things like that. We're happy to chat with as many of you as we possibly can, and we certainly want you to be setting up these chats with all of your friends, family, and everything else, and continue to. We got to mention this real quick. We're over time, but I don't care. That's why I run the show. The engagement, as far as I can tell, you guys see the stats, is incredible.
Yes.
Of people checking in, people favoriting things, people adding things. I mean, people are in love with the people that are using this app are in love with this
app. Over 330% in the last 90 days. Yeah, the engagement's super high, the retention's super high. So, and it's only going to get better because now we have the stickiness of this chat.
And keep doing that, keep doing it because it's great. If you're an investor, remember, the more you do that, the more you're increasing the value of the product that you have invested in.
Exactly.
Because more people are getting involved. So go to radradio.com, hit the Circles logo, and you can invest. Meanwhile, we're going to play Master of Movies for a pair of tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno on April 23rd. We give you a movie clip. You give us the title of the movie it's from, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie, droplets everywhere and no winner.
Eat a winner.
888-989-9811. For Master of Movies.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.